Welcome back to the roundup on this Monday morning. Matty Johns is here, 0457 736 736. Marcel has opened the batting with a conundrum, Matty. The conundrum I have for you is the NRL draw. It's embarrassing. Well, I don't think even you could work out that on a Monday morning as a conundrum, yeah. The NRL draw, can you?
I look sometimes, Matty, I just can't work out sometimes where you'll see sides play in round two or three, then suddenly about 5 weeks later, they're up against each other again. I just go, how does that happen? Yeah, I know. Do you know what, Matty? I liked when, I don't think it's happened this year, I don't think I missed the memo, like where they just have a round off. I really liked the Wednesday, Sunday, Wednesday origin. I thought that worked really well. I'm surprised we've gone back to Wednesday.
Yeah, I don't know. I think that momentum these days is everything, and I think that when you give up momentum, as in when you give up NRL momentum, if you stop, it's very hard to start again. And as you well know, I mean, the amount of broadcast dollars. I mean, if you stop your momentum to give somebody else a or if you stop your momentum to give yourself a breather, it means there's a whole heap of holes out there in broadcast world that they just don't want.
Yeah.
There's too much at stake.
I sort of think, Matty, if we did do it, it's an opportunity to put, like we oftentimes say, we've got to fit this game in and that game. It would be an opportunity to do a little bit more, like, you know, Samoa versus Tonga, you know, Fiji, et cetera, et cetera. There was an opportunity there. I do get what you're saying. I'm probably coming at it from a player's point of view as well, is to sit right in the middle of the season, which will lead on to what we're about to talk about with Jared Croker. God, it's nice just to be able to, just to really just have that extra week off. It makes a difference. And, and spilling into Croker, I think that is part of the reason why Ricky is going to spell him. I think it's partly as a thing to get back to Canberra. He'll be great for all those fans and great for him. But also, Croker's, he's at 300 games. He's played a lot of football. He's not a big guy, and he's playing great football at the moment. But I reckon part of the reason is to just to rest him up. It's a long season, and keep him going.
I think a lot of people are asking the question here, where does this fit in between the emotion of doing something that somebody like Jared Croker deserves, and Ricky can be an emotional guy, versus the business reality of being a footballer and playing when your team needs you week in and week out? I think that's what the thing that people are struggling with. If they've penciled this in to say, okay, look, if it ties up okay in Jared Croker, we can have a week off beforehand and it makes everything fit into place for a 300 at home, it kind of makes sense. But I think in the modern day reality, a lot of fans and a lot of footballers, I heard Cooper Cronk's not a fan of this either. And he said, you don't count your games, you make every game count. But is it a different scenario when you're looking at a player who needs to be judged and rested at some stage throughout the year? And then do we slap them down for having the heart, I guess, and the emotion to say, we're going to look after a great here? It's a fine line to balance, I think, for the fans.
It is. Yeah, it is, Matty. No doubt. I just think a portion of this has to do with resting Croker up. As I said before, as you get older, Matty, like what starts to happen is, you start to get a lot of soft tissue injuries. And he's had a fair bit of that, and he's carried fair few injuries in the last couple of years, Jared Croker. And yet, he's playing great football at the moment. I just think at the moment, it does marry up. I'm not going to come out and say, look, I'm a huge fan of it, but I don't have a problem with it. I actually think it's pretty smart coaching. The temptation is if you've got an experienced older player and he's playing great football, well, just keep him going. But, they do need a rest.
What about teammates? What if there's one teammate in the Canberra side who looks around and goes, Jared Croker might be Jared Croker and he's an absolute legend and he probably needs a rest, but we need him more than he needs a rest. Is there a temptation or is there a thought there that that could form some cracks?
No, I don't think so. I don't think there's enough respect, and the players would be fully aware of managing a player like Croker through the season, like Paul Harrigan. Like when I played with the Chief, there were times where, You know, the things that Chief would do to get on the park, you know, you understood, particularly with he when he would carry injuries at the back end of his season. Sometimes, Matty, he would turn up at the captain's run and just go, say to us, boys, I don't think I can do this. Yeah, mate, Chief, no problem. You know, we understand it, we get it. And that was a real example for us. I think towards the you know, that 97 year we won, I think Chief might have missed about 8 or 9 games, simply so that when he hit the finals, he was up and he was charged.
We'll do our snap judgments on round 13 in just a sec, but your best performer of the weekend, Johnsy, for BizCover, Business Insurance Made Easy, obviously the abbreviated round. Have you got a best performer that stuck out from the games that we had?
Well, I'll say firstly, Matty, I thought the standard of football was fantastic over the weekend. Some really great games. Loved the Warriors up against the Broncos. High standard. Adam Reynolds was brilliant. The way he managed that side in New Zealand. I mean, to go over there without their origin stars, Matty, in New Zealand, in those conditions, which really aren't conducive to the way the Broncos like to play, pull off that win, that was huge. But I'm going to go Dylan Brown. He's a guy that has, we've spoken about, such enormous potential, and you're just waiting for the egg to hatch, and it's happened in the last couple of weeks. You can just see him starting to mature. It was how he's built his game the other night. Brown has got such an amazing run threat. He's a big guy. He's got great footwork, very athletic. And if you look at the game, the first 4 or 5 times he took the ball and advanced it to the line, he just challenged him with his footwork and size. Okay. Now, what that did, that set him up later in the game for his playmaking. After about those initial touches, he starts to carry the ball to the line, and the defenders, you know, they're spooked by him and they're starting to get attracted to him, or they're distracted by him and taking the eyes off the runners. And some of his short ball playing was exceptional. He's in great form at the moment. And as I said before, he's really starting to understand his own game.
Dylan Brown, our best performer of the weekend for BizCover Business Insurance. It'll have your small business winning every time. BizCover.com.au. The snap judgments are coming up. The Dolphins, the Eels, Broncos, Raiders, Knights winners on the abbreviated round heading into State of Origin 1. We've also got a poll up on our Twitter, at Matty White. SEN, do you agree with the Raiders resting Jared Croker this week? It's that simple. It's a yes or no. Do you agree with Ricky Stewart deciding to park Jared Croker and have that 300th game at home? 0457 736 736 is the number. We'll also take you through the Premiership odds, State of Origin Game 1, of course. We've got what they said and what they meant. And a mid-season report card from you, Matty, this morning. We'll go through the top 8 and then the bottom 9, because we're halfway through the Premiership competition. So we might even drag out our top 8 predictions from the start of the year and see how on track we are. There's a couple of surprises, the Cowboys certainly being one of them, and they went down again on the weekend. So we'll get your mid-season report card as well. But why don't we break? We'll go to the news, come back, and continue the roundup right after this.